This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 173 for Monday, December 6th. Ice canola futures are lower on Monday morning due to weakness in the Chicago soy complex and European rapeseed. The January canola contract pulls back $8.40 at $1,018.50 per ton. The March contract loses $7 at $987.60 per ton. Gains in Malaysian palm oil and tight canola supplies are underpinning values. Additional support for edible oils is coming from increases in global crude oil prices. The Canadian dollar is higher this morning, with the loonie at 78.19 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 78.05. The United States Department of Agriculture reports a private sale of 130,000 tons of soybeans to China. Delivery is to be during the current marketing year. Later this morning, the USDA will issue its weekly export inspections report. The outbound movement of soybeans are expected to be 1.85 million to 2.1 million tons. Corn exports are forecast to be 650,000 to 850,000 tons. Wheat is projected to be 200,000 to 300,000 tons. On Thursday, the USDA will release its monthly supply and demand estimates. Market expectations are looking for increases in wheat and soybean ending stocks, while those for corn are to bump up slightly. Positioning ahead of the report will be a feature in trading this week. As U.S. ethanol production remains profitable with returns at a six-year high, Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack is to announce biofuel blending requirements sometime this week. In international wheat purchases, Saudi Arabia says it's buying 650,000 tons of wheat from optional origins. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Monday morning. The January contract falls 8.5 cents at $12.58 per bushel. January soy oil climbs more than 0.4 cents at 57.66 U.S. cents per pound. January soy meal loses $6.40 at $3.5220 per short ton. Corn futures are lower on Monday morning, with the March contract stepping back a nickel at $5.79 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower as well, as the March contract dips a half cent at $7.16. The wheat complex is also lower, with Chicago March dropping 6 cents at $7.97.5. Kansas City March falls 9.5 cents at $8.15, and Minneapolis March is down 6 cents at $10.15. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday morning, December 6th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.